And blow it to the sky. It's gonna be the pressure of your life.
Happy Tuesday. Did y'all hear what my girl said? Hold on, y'all. She said, out with the old, in with the new, new car, new crib, new blessings too. Life moves so fast, let go of the past, love a little more, cherish what you have. When the clock strikes 12, hold your glasses high. Take a wish and blow it to the sky. It's gonna be the best year of your life. It's gonna be the best year of your life. La, 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 la. Yeah, because I can't sing like her. You in my head, I can. Let you hear one more time. Let go.
Out with the old, in with the new, new car, new crib, new nigga too. Life moves so fast, let go of the past, love a little more, cherish what you have. When the clock strikes 12, hold your glasses high, make a wish and blow it to the sky. It's gonna be the best year of your life.
Yes, it is.
Year of your life. Year of your life. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Okay. Cause see, I will love you anyway, even if you cannot stay. I think you are the one for me. Here is where you are to be. I just want to satisfy you. You're not in mine and I can't deny you. Yeah. Don't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now or I'll go crazy. Y'all better sing it. Whoa, sweet thing. Don't you know you're my everything? Whoa, sweet thing. Don't you know you're my everything? Hell, yes, you are. Y'all know, music just does something for me, y'all. It really, really does. Welcome back, angels. Welcome back. I'm so happy you came back. Welcome home, angel. It's Tuesday, and we're still going, and we're still growing, and we're still trucking through, okay? Today has just been like a blah day for me, okay? I'm a little tired. I'm a little exhausted. I didn't work out this morning, so that could have something to do with it. But I overslept from last night because I think I was exhausted. Plus, I got a lot on my mind, you know, going through some things. Y'all know how that go. Okay. But thank you guys for tuning in. Yes, I'm early tonight. Okay. It's 7:16. I'm early because I want to get some rest. All right. I had time today. I had time to come up here early. Okay, that's why it's important for you to turn your notifications on. Turn on your notifications so when I come live, you know, and you could come on in this room and we could get into whatever it is that we have that we're going to get into. Welcome back to Social Tie Tuesday. It's your girl, Ty, and I'm so happy that you came back. Listen, come on in here. All right? Welcome home, angel. If you're returning, thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. You know, I'm happy that you like it here. I'm happy that you enjoy me enjoying you talking about me in life, right? I love that, right? Welcome back to Talk to Ty Tuesdays. Today is Tuesday, January the 23rd, 2024. Y'all, it's almost the end of January. It's almost the end of January. We're here, we're living, and we're making it, all right? And y'all rocking with me, so I totally, totally appreciate it. I'm not going to hold y'all for long tonight, but you know we're going to get into some meat and potatoes, okay? So without further ado, let's do what we came here to do. Cue the intro. Ah! Capture effortlessly. That's the way. it was. Happened so naturally. Didn't know it was love. What y'all know? Huh? What y'all know about the music? So before we get into the show tonight, because we got something good to talk about. Okay, and I think that this subject might have a little bit more to do with me than any of y'all. But I pray that it helps, all right? So let's go ahead on. Grab your glass, water, tea, wine, liqueur, whatever it is that you like to sip, okay? Y'all know I got the old aqua. And we're going to go ahead and get into tonight's convo, okay? So we're going to start the show off with Ty's Jewel of the Day. Ty's Jewel of the Day is a segment that we do here every show. While we plant the seed, okay? We plant the seed, and so for you to take it, if it applies to you, baby, water that thing and let it bring forth a beautiful harvest. Y'all, my hair has been so dry lately. This is why I don't get braids, because I have really dry scalp. And after about, and this is just totally off subject, but I'm just sharing it with y'all because, like, I see it in the playback. You know what I'm saying? I see a little bit of white flakes here and there. And this is why I don't get braids. Even though I love how they look, like, my scalp is dry and it needs a certain amount of attention. And when it's braided, honey, it's just, anyway, that's a whole nother story. I need a treatment, which if I didn't have braids, I'll be able to give myself one. But anyway, it's time for Ty's Jewel of the Day. I'm not going to ramble on. Let's get into the jewel, all right? Let's get into what we have for today. Ty's Jewel of the Day. Let's go. Ty's Jewel of the Day. Love yourself enough to give yourself everything you ever wanted. Know that you will continue to experience challenges and mountains where you will do the work, and you can and will conquer them and climb even further. Accept your loss, trials, and triumphs. They are the bricks that will build your empire. No moment is wasted when it transforms you into what you need to become to thrive. Mistakes are where you uncover that you are the masterpiece. No matter what, keep growing through. Hold on, let me turn this music down, because I'm going to get into this jewel, because I think, you know, I wrote this from a place of where I currently am. I'm going to read this one more time, because let me read it one more time. Love yourself enough to give yourself everything you ever wanted. Love yourself enough to give yourself everything you ever wanted. Love yourself enough to give yourself everything you ever wanted. Know that you will continue to experience challenges and mountains where you will do the work, and you can and will conquer them and climb even further. Accept your loss, trials, and triumphs, for they are the bricks that will build your empire. Accept your loss, trials, and triumphs. They are the bricks that will build your empire. No moment is wasted when it transforms you into who you need to become to thrive. No moment. That become should have been one word, typo. But anyway, no moment is wasted. Not one is wasted when it is transforming you into who you need to become to be successful, to thrive, to live, to exist. Mistakes are where you uncover that you are the masterpiece. No matter what, keep growing through. Love, Ty. Man, listen. That's the space. Love yourself enough to be worth you being everything you want to be. That sometimes is hard, right? because sometimes we got to walk away from things that we don't want to walk away from. We can't sit in spaces where we want to sit. We can't do the things that we want to do. Love yourself enough to know what you need to do and do it, because you're only going to uphold your own progress. I'm going through that right now. Heavy. I just came from like listening to a very powerful word tonight from Pastor Mike Todd. If you don't know who it is, look him up. Yeah, like it was serious. And it's crazy because during the week, I be on my own grind. I be on my own creation so hard. I don't stop. But I'm like in a season where I have to feed myself. Right. It's very important for me to get what I need so that I can continue to do what it is that I need to do. And creating and being in spaces like all that. Like, it's crazy how long you could go empty. Y'all don't hear me. It's a whole nother topic. But I'm in a season where I gotta eat heavy. Like, I'm losing weight, I'm working out, I'm doing all this, but I'm eating. Eating, pedal to the floor. I need that. Give me that. Like, I gotta stay full. You know what I mean? Like, am I making sense? I hope I'm making sense. Let's get into tonight's subject, because this is important, right? Because last night we talked about, are you the creator or the critiquer? And tonight we're going to talk about, who are you to judge? Right? This is important. Who are you to judge? So last night we talked about, are you the creator or the critiquer? Are you the person that's creating, bringing things into existence? Or are you the person that has the opinion on everything? Right? Who are you to judge, though? From either way. Right? And when I talk about judgment, I mean in a literal standpoint. Like, I'm not even playing. Like, I mean for real. Like, who are you to judge what I do? How I do it, my choices that I make. Who are you? See, this is why I was talking about yesterday.
Minding your business.
Because what we have to understand is that nobody is in the position to judge anybody. The truth of the matter is, you're not in a position to judge me, and I'm not in a position to judge you. I'm not in a position to judge how you live your life, the choices that you choose to make. Say that one more time. I'm not in a position to judge how you live your life as an adult. We're talking about adults. Kids is a whole nother story, right? Especially when they're minds. But as an adult, we are adults having an adult conversation. I'm not in a position to judge how you live your life, the choices, how you live your life, the choices that you make, the things that you do. With understanding that the judgment is different from accountability. I can't judge you, but I can hold you accountable. Right? I can hold you accountable based on what you show me, based on the behavior, which is the character. So no, I can't judge you. I can't judge you. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. Matter of fact, I'm not even here to judge you. But your character, I can have a feeling about that. I can have a decisiveness about that. That's your behavior. That's what you show me. That I'm gonna judge. And the reason why I'm gonna judge it is because I'm at a place in my life where I have to be aware of what's around me. I have to be aware of my spaces. So your character means something to me. Now, what you do ain't none of my business. And I'm not here to judge that. But your character, how you behave, how you handle yourself, how you may or may not conduct business, how you treat people. Oh, that matters to me. I cannot judge you. I'm not God. I don't have the power to judge you. Not at all. I don't even want that type of power, because what if I'm wrong? See, the thing about character is we as human beings have the free will to change it anytime we want to, simply by changing our behavior. A liar doesn't always have to be a liar. They choose to always be a liar. A thief doesn't have to always be a thief. They choose to always be a thief. A killer doesn't have to always be a killer, or a murderer doesn't always have to commit murder. They choose to commit murder. It's in the choice. I'm not here to judge what you did, but I am here to talk about your character. So when people ask me, who are you to judge? You're judging me. You don't want to deal with me no more. You think you better than me? Like you don't wanna be my friend no more? Like what you ain't better than me? Why you don't wanna be my friend no more? Well, based on your character, based on the behaviors that you've shown me, you don't respect this friendship. Well, yeah, I might not respect it, but you don't get to judge me. Hold on, I'm not judging you. I'm not saying how you are is wrong or right. I'm just saying it's not right for me.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
Your character, your behavior. It's not that it's wrong. I'm not judging you. I'm just letting you know it's not right for me. Ty, you don't wanna do business with me no more. Like, I thought we was doing this and doing that and doing this and doing that. Yeah, but your level of honesty is not where I need to be to continue this with you. You're not telling me things. We're not communicating the way that we need to be. You're keeping things away from me. You're making moves behind my back. Based on that, we can't do business together. I can't trust you. And because I can't trust you, I can't do this relationship. Oh, so you better than me? You judging me now?
No, I'm not judging you.
I'm not saying that what you're doing is wrong. If that's what you do, that's what you do. It's just not right for me.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
See, I'm not here to judge you. I don't have no heaven or hell to put you in. But if you want to be with me, if you want to do something with me, if you want to have an attachment to me, I need to see that we can develop and grow and nurture and nurture each other and build in this space. And the moment that you choose to show me the behavior that goes against that, I have to make a decision based on that behavior, the same way you make a decision
to do the shit that you do.
I'm just saying. The beauty about us being humans is that we have the choice to change our behavior at any time. And for whatever reason, you've chosen this behavior. And because you've chosen this behavior, I'm letting you know I'm not here to judge you. I could never do that. But I am here to make a choice on whether or not you get to have me around doing what you do. Because I too have a choice. See, it's something about dealing with somebody selfish. A person feels like they have the authority, or they get to choose whether or not you deal with them. I'm here to let you know, whomever you may be in 2024, you don't get to choose if I deal with you. You get to choose your behavior. you get to choose if you deal with me. But you don't get to choose if I deal with you. That's my choice. I just happen to be in a season of my life where character is really big for me right now. Because whatever's about to happen in my life, you're going to have a certain form of character. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. It matters how you treat people. It matters how you respond. And it matters to me how you let people treat you. Straight up. See, I'm not here to judge you, but the people around me have to hold me accountable and vice versa. I'm so busy creating, I need people of strong character around me. And because I know my goals, I need people around me that are going to hold me accountable, not judge me. I don't even want people around that's going to judge me. I want people around that's going to say, hey, we talked about 2 months ago and you told me. That's what I want. And I need to be able to reciprocate that type of behavior in my relationships. Don't be so offensive. Oh, you judging me. I ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in. I'm not God. I can't judge you. But what I can do is hold you accountable. What I can do is see the behavior in which you present and make a choice based on that, whether or not I want to deal with it or be with you. Judge a person by the content of their character. Let's talk about this. A tree. Let's take a tree, for example, because y'all know I like to use examples. A tree. Right? You have a tree. Have you ever seen a tree? Let me ask you this. There's a tree. I'm going to use this as an example. Uptown, the house that I grew up in. My grandmother, I'm 39 years young, right? I'm 39 years old, okay? And my grandmother, I remember coming up and we used to have an apple tree in our backyard. And every year we would go back there and I would be able to eat the apples. I would be able to eat the apples. Like coming up, I'll be able to eat the apples. When I got in my 20s, I left and went away to the Navy. Needless to say, a whole bunch of years passed and I came back and maybe about 3 years. It could have been longer than that or less, give or take. I noticed that the tree was gone. This is my great-grandmother, y'all. She's 93 years of age. And I went back there and I noticed that the tree was gone. So I asked her, I said, Mother, because that's what we call her. I said, Mother, you cut down the tree, the apple tree? She said, yeah. I said, why? She said, because all the apples were bad. So I had to cut the tree because it wasn't bearing good fruit. And when the tree would fall, all the rodents would go after it because now we got all these bad apples laying around. And nobody would clean it up. So I had to let the tree go. You can have somebody around you all your life and they never bear good fruit. Or they once did bear good fruit, but something in the seasons caused it to change and that a fruit they bear is no good. Cut the tree. Don't let people be in your life bearing. You could judge the content of their character by the fruit that they bear. What's going on around them? If you have a... Now, notice I said that. Judge the content of their character, not them. See, that's a fine line. And you got to make sure you are aware and conscious of yourself and your own behaviors so you don't confuse the two. See, I ain't here to judge you, but that character we're going to have to talk about. I have to determine if that's something that I want around me. Judge the content of their character. That will determine the fruit that they bear. That tree had been there my whole life and probably my dad's childhood. I mean, for as long as I can remember, they had the apple tree. Everybody, the tree. It was the apple tree. Okay? But the tree started bearing bad fruit. We can't keep a tree around that is bearing bad fruit. It's making a mess. It's causing other problems. So we ain't here to judge the tree. We're just going to cut it off. We're just going to cut it down. We got to get rid of the tree. Tree has to go. Tree can't stay. We don't have nobody to clean up after the tree. We don't have nobody to do all that to our kid. You've been gone for 14 years. We had to get rid of the tree. And I was really upset that they cut the tree down because I'm like, y'all cut down the tree. Take care of the tree. Ain't no good. It's okay. The tree got old. It wasn't doing its job properly. And you want to replant a new tree, baby? You go on, get you some seed and go on and plant you a new tree. So your kids can have an apple tree coming up if that's what you want. But that tree had to go. I can only judge you by what's around you. You ever been around anybody? It's always a mess. They ain't never happy. Just a mess. I was talking to, and I'm going to talk about this. You know, I was talking to some coworkers of mine, and I don't know if they watch my show. If they do, that's fine. If they don't, that's okay too. But they made some comments today that just, it was a little weird. You know, they told me that they don't like being around people. And I thought to myself, well, what are you in the right profession? And both of them have been doing this job for years. I mean, they've been doing it way longer than me. And I thought to myself, oh, well, it makes sense. Because it shows that you don't like dealing with people, respectfully. And because you really don't like dealing with people and you're not a people person and you're irritated by outside entities, not with me, but with anything else, it's a problem. You know, they just don't, they don't want to do it. And that's okay, but this is not the space for you. I think you might be in the wrong profession. You don't want to offend anybody. I'm not here to judge them. They have their reasons for why being the way that they are, but there are proper spaces for you to be in if that's how, if that's your character. Why you can't be around me and get on board with what I'm doing and you don't want to be, you don't like people. You can't, like, whatever God about to do with this, like, this about to be, you don't like people. Okay, we definitely can't work together because I deal with people all day, every day, every part of my business. My purpose is of service. So I enjoy what I do. You got to enjoy what you do. You got somebody around and they were good at what they were doing. And at some point that season in them changed. Now you have to make a choice. You can't be with me. I cannot judge you. This is facts. I can't judge you. Right. And I'm not here to. I'm not here to do that because I don't know what you've been through. I'm with you at this stage in your life. Right. So there could be some things that have taken place within you that have made you the way that you are. But what you have to understand is there are some things that have taken place with me that have also made me where I am. So no, I'm not here to judge you, but your character, I am. I'm going to look at that. I'm going to look at what you choose to show me. And I'm going to look, I'm a little bit smarter today. So I'm going to look beyond that too. I'm just saying. But that determines the space that we're in. So no, I'm not here to judge you. But I'm not going to let you be in my life and mistreat me. I'm not going to let you be in my life and misuse me. I'm not going to let you be in my life and mishandle me. I'm just not going to deal with you. And that's a choice that I have. Just like you have a choice to display and be whom you are. And there's no judgment in that. It just is what it is. I think this year, it's a year of getting serious, right? It's a year of certain things changing. I'm changing. And it's scary because it's different. The way I'm thinking is different. The way I'm seeing things is different. I'm understanding that everything I can't have, even when I want it. I'm understanding that I'm in a season of walking away from things that I don't want to walk away from. I understand that I'm in a season of dealing with things that I don't want to deal with. But I'm committed. I'm committed to whatever God has for me. I'm trying to stop cursing, y'all. That's why I like to edit out the curse. This ain't my first time saying I'm trying to stop cursing, right? So because I'm elevating in this season and I'm moving and I'm shifting, I'm still tacky. I'm always be tacky.
Please don't get me that, okay? Please don't.
Because I'm working on myself now. But I got to give up old if I want new. I got to change some things if I want something different. Doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, expecting a different result. You ain't did nothing different. You got to do something different to get something different. And I'm there. So if the people around me don't understand that they have to grow in this thing with me, they got to process and progress forward with me, they can't go. I don't know what else to say. I don't do the things that I used to do. I don't act the way that I used to act. God knows. Ooh, Lord. And I ain't here to judge nobody. I'm just doing me. I'm just doing me. And me works for some people and me doesn't work for some people. But guess what? That's all right. If I don't work for you, cool. We can part ways. But I'm not here to judge you either. But what you show me, if that's not working for me in my life, yeah, I got the choice to say this isn't working. And I'm out. We're going to part ways, and it's cool. Like, let's normalize having healthy disagreements. Let's normalize separating friends and it not being no beef. Why are you mad? Like, why are you mad? Like, why are you angry? Like, let's normalize that. Let's normalize walking away from things that are not healthy for us and being at peace with that. Let's normalize understanding someone who tells you that you've come to an end with them and respect it. I've had people cut me off last year. No explanation. I respect it. I may not be your cup of tea. It may not be working. Some people, you know, you don't owe an explanation. See, I'm at a season in my life. I'm going to tell you why. I don't want nobody to be confused as to why I may not be
getting with you no more. Okay? I want you to know why I don't with you.
All right. So I'm going to tell you, hey, this isn't working out. I feel A, B, C, or D. And we've probably have been here 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 times. And it's just not working. And it's okay. I'm not mad. But I am going to separate myself from this situation. No judgment. I hope you work on that thing. I hope you do what you need to do. Because I've, Lord knows, I've come a long way. So I'm not here to judge you. I'm just saying I'm not there. You know? And it's okay. Let's normalize that. Let's normalize working on ourselves in 2024. Let's normalize being accountable. See, the people around me, you got to be able to do all that. And it's not that I demand a lot, but I need people around me that's why I said last week. See, that's why I said last week that I hang around people that are in places where I'm trying to go, because it's no judgment. They're not here to judge me. They're not here to do that. You know, they've taken the necessary steps. I want to hang around people that's going to hold me accountable. I want to hang around people that's going to be honest with me. Don't
bullshit me, man. Like, don't.
I'm not here for that. So, you know, let's normalize, you know, worrying about ourselves. Let's normalize creating and not critiquing. Let's normalize minding our own business. Let's normalize growing within us. Let's normalize these things. Let's make sure we're taking care of us before we try to take care of somebody else. Let's normalize we're doing what we're supposed to do for us before we try to tell somebody else what they're supposed to be doing. Let's normalize, again, walking away from things that are not healthy. I'm not finna be around nobody miserable. Respectfully, I'm not going to do it. I don't want that type of energy around me. I'm busy creating. I need the energy that I'm trying to put out around me. I'm not being around nobody miserable. I'm not. Do the work. Progress. Again, I'm not here to judge you, but I am here to make a choice about what's healthy for me. And that may not be what you want, but it's what's best for me. Because right now I'm in a season of doing what's best for me and my purpose. My God-given purpose. I ain't let nobody get in the way of that no more. You feel me? I ain't finna be going around in circles. I'm done with that. We reaching some destinations this year. We doing the work. And anybody who ain't down with it, poof. Sorry, not sorry. God's going to have to work on those matters of my heart as he sees fit. You feel me? And that's just where I'm at today. Listen, that's all I got. Who are you to judge, man? I wanted to talk about that because I think that people, we don't understand that fine line of judging and choosing in character. Let's get that together in 2024. Let's hold ourselves accountable. And I want to say one more thing before I go. Hold on. I got to say this. If you don't want to be alone with yourself, what in the hell would make you think somebody else wants to be alone with you? If you are in a situation, a relationship, a friendship, a businessship, whatever it is, because you're saying, I don't want to do this alone. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be by myself. That's why I stay. I don't want to do this business by myself. That's why I'm still in this business partnership when I know that it's bad. I don't want to be your friend, even though I know you tell all my business and you lie. I don't want to not have a friend. If you don't want to be alone with yourself, what in the hell would make you think that somebody else wants to be alone with you? And I am not preaching be alone. We're not created to be alone. By all means, you should find your tribe. Find your people. Find your person. Or they find you. But if you don't want to be alone, if you can't sit by yourself, if you can't live by yourself, stay by yourself, you are not deserving of being with around other people. Are you that
fucked up
that you don't want to deal with you? And if that is the case, what makes you think that somebody else should have to? We got to fix that in 2024. We got to normalize self-love. Falling in love with you. Because I'm telling you something that I know. I'm telling you something that I have learned. Being lonely is lonely. It sucks. Okay? Outside of the situation that I'm just leaving, I was single. It felt good to find what I thought and still could be my person. They just have some things to work on, as do I. Right? But it was beautiful. But I can't love you so much that I stop loving me. I can't love you so much that it hurts me to love you. I'm not doing that no more. Figure it out alone. So when you get your person, so when you meet your people, your tribe, you know how to deal with them. You're ready. Love on you a little bit. So when you meet your person, you are ready to love them. And you can teach them how to love you. You don't have to make them try to figure it out because you don't know. You can't meet a woman like me and not know and be with me and not know yourself. You have to be able to communicate to me and show me through your character, through your boundaries, through your settings, through your standards, how to love you. Because you better know I'm going to show you in mine. And if for whatever reason you can't fit the bill, it's too much, I'm not your people. I'm not your tribe. And I'm dang sure not the woman for you. Move around. Don't even waste your time. Because all you're going to do is get a taste of something so great that you can't even have. God gonna snatch me right up out of there. I'm gonna snatch myself up out of there because I'm loving on me today. And I'm in such a healthy space. I can present my true self so that a person can know how to deal with me. Just take some time. That's all I'm saying. We're not created to be alone, but we are not created to be people that are foolish either. That's it. That's all I got. Okay, I'm done. That was it. All right. I hope that helps somebody. I don't know what that was about, but I needed to get that out. Okay. Thank you guys so much for rocking with me tonight. It was a great Talks with Tat Tuesday. I hope that helps somebody. Amen. If you haven't already, go ahead on over to Instagram. Okay. Follow us on Instagram at Talks with Tat _. Would you be so kind to hit that follow button? It's free. It doesn't cost you a dollar. I'm just saying, go ahead and follow your girl so you can keep up with Taj Jewel's days and all that good stuff. Go ahead and hit that notification bell because I also go live on the gram, okay? Follow us at Talks with Ty on YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and hit that bell so you know when I go live, baby, so that you are fully, fully, fully aware. And we are also on TikTok at Talks with Ty the podcast, all right? Y'all got to hit the notification bell because y'all be coming in the room off the late. Hit the bell. Shout out to everybody watching this on playback. Y'all don't catch the live show. You can't come in and comment and talk to me and stuff because you don't hit the bell. You don't know when I be live. You got to hit the bell. Hit the bell on Facebook. If you watch me on Facebook, hit the notification bell. It's fun. If you watch me on the gram, hit the notification bell. If you're watching me on YouTube, hit the notification bell. Hit it. So that way, it's going to tell you, boop, Talks with Ty's now live. And you can come on in the room. And we can get into the convo. And y'all can tell me how y'all be feeling about this, okay? Don't be scared to drop a comment. I talk back. Thank you, okay? Listen, and don't be selfish with me. Don't be selfish with me. Send me to a friend. Share this with some. If I've said anything, if I've had an episode, share it with a friend. Share it. Give it to somebody. It's a seed. Give it. Pull use it for yourself, but push it into somebody who you know may need. Don't be selfish with me. It's enough for me to, well, nah, honey, I don't know about how much it is for me to go around because your girl coming down nice and good. But what I'm saying is, go ahead and hit that share button too, okay? Thank y'all so much for rocking with me. It's your girl, Ty. I will see you guys tomorrow for Wisdom Wednesdays, all right? Thank y'all so much. And make sure you turn on your notification bell, okay? So you can know when I go live tomorrow. Stop playing. I love y'all. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.
Welcome home, Angel. And welcome to Talks with Ty, the podcast. It's your girl, Ty. And I thank you so much for checking us out. Listen, join us weekly as we discuss all things life. You heard it right. And I mean life. Adult life, that is. We're going into season 3. 2024, and we're excited about everything that we have coming to you this season. Join us as we are live interacting with family, friends, guys, girls, talking about everything life brings. Make sure that you're following us on our social media outlets on TikTok at Talks with Ty the Podcast, Facebook at Talks with Ty, and Instagram at Talks with Ty _. I look forward to seeing you. Come on in the room and let's talk about it. It's your girl, Ty. I'll catch you in the next episode.